Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night. I hope you had an amazing day. It's the evening time. It's nighttime right now. It's my time. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours with my main man, super producer and host, Dave Shepard. If you want to talk to us, it's simple. The phone line is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can get a hold of me. I'm online at JR Sport Brief. You want to talk to Shep, you can do that at the Good Shepherd _. It's been a busy day, as usual, in the world of sports. It continues to be a busy night. Right now, the Los Angeles Lakers are playing basketball, hosting the New Orleans Pelicans in Los Angeles. 51-42, the Lakers lead. LeBron James has decided to grace us with his presence. He hasn't played since he broke Kareem's all-time scoring record. It now belongs to LeBron. LeBron has 8 points in 12 minutes over the past several games. He's been dealing with a foot issue. This is pretty much going to be curtains for the NBA. They're going to move on into their NBA All-Star break. It'll take place in Salt Lake City, Utah. All-Star game will go down on Sunday. And there's an additional wrinkle here for the All-Star game this year. LeBron James is a captain. Giannis Antetokounmpo is a captain. Neither one of these dudes are going to select their squads until like 30 minutes before the tip. And so we have no idea what these rosters will look like. This is going to be the most streetball-esque style all-star game that the league has ever had. And that's basically what the game is anyway, so I don't think it's going to add too much, but a little bit more intrigue before things get started and before the game gets going. On Saturday night, the NBA has also released and let us know who the hell is going to be participating in the dunk contest, who's going to be participating in the three-point shootout. And I got to tell you, folks, it's not all that inspiring. For the dunk contest, you got Jericho Sims of the New York Knicks. Nobody knows who he is. Shep, does anybody know Jericho Sims?
No one who is a casual sports fan knows who Jericho Sims is, no.
Okay. Trey Murphy, he plays for the Pelicans. Do fans know who he is?
More people know who Trey is, but not the casual sports fan.
Mac McClung, is he on an NBA roster?
I don't think most people would be able to tell you that.
This is sad. I just named, how many guys I named? Three or four? Three?
Three, yeah.
KJ Martin from the Rockets. Like, this is
Kenyon's son.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Kenyon Martin to see if he can still get up.
I was thinking the same thing.
And I know he can. You know he can. This field of four men is just uninspiring. And then you got the three-point shootout, which I find to be more interesting. You have Damian Lillard, Jason Tatum, Kevin Huerter, Tyler Hero, Tyrese Halliburton, Buddy Hield, Anthony Simons, and Lauri Markkanen representing the Utah Jazz. Obviously, he's going to be the hometown dude. The All-Star game is taking place in Utah. And Lauri Markkanen won't just be participating on Saturday night in the three-point shootout. Lauri Markkanen, he's also going to be in the All-Star game. I hope they let him get some shots. I hope he gets some burn. We don't need to see LeBron and anybody else just dropping 50. We don't need that. Let Lauri Markkanen take all the shots. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What is your feeling about this NBA All-Star Saturday night? I feel like the three-point contest, and I hope I'm wrong, it seems to me to be more of a main event than the actual dunk contest. And that's a far cry from Vince Carter or Jason Richardson or Dominique Wilkins or, you know, going back to Michael Jordan. Shep said it. Let's see Damian Lillard dunk. I'd rather see Kevin Huerter. Kevin Huerter can dunk. Let Kevin Huerter shoot threes and then go dunk after the game. I'd find a lot of that a whole lot more interesting. I'm going to get to your phone calls momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. I need to also remind you and let you know, it's Wednesday night. I'm going to be delivering you a new top six list in an hour from now. And we're going to take a look at some of the best quarterbacks of all time. There's been a lot of conversations with Patrick Mahomes walking away with his second championship, of people proclaiming him to be one of the greatest and best ever. And there's some folks who go, he has a lot more to do. And so we're going to give you a damn list tonight, and we'll do that in an hour. And then before we do that, we'll also share with you some of the audio from the parade today, where Patrick Mahomes is such a hero in Kansas City, he was cheered for taking a leak. He did. The man went to the porta potty, he walked out, and he got a standing ovation. Patrick Mahomes was throwing back them Coors Light like there was no tomorrow. When things will burst your bladder. 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Joe. He's from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, I think that the three-point and the dunk contest, they need to spice it up more. I was thinking of things like a over half-court desperation into the game shot. I mean, I remember when I was a kid going to see the Harlem Globetrotters and seeing those guys hit hook shots from whole court. I mean, that would be exciting. Or even the blindfolded free throw shot. There's some things that they could spice it up with.
You want to see a free throw contest?
With blindfolded.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I think a lot of these dudes.
Over half court shot would be, I think, I mean, have you ever seen Steph Curry warm up and do those extremely long shots?
Yes. Yeah, but I tell you this. There's a good portion of the NBA. A lot of these dudes practice that shot. Just consistently taking half court shots. And some of these dudes aren't even moving them around as heaves. So if I think about putting a blindfold on the dude and putting him at a free throw line, if you're a good free throw shooter, you will probably have success based off of muscle memory if you're a good free throw shooter. If you can't hit the broad side of a barn, then you're probably going to suck anyway. Half court shot, see dudes take that. That's no biggie to me. Maybe they need to add a four-point shootout. Maybe they need to, you know, say, hey, you know, take a few steps back if you want 4 points. I think that'd be interesting. What do we got here? Ian is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ian?
Hey, man, good to talk to you.
Likewise. What's on your mind?
I was thinking, and this may just be because I'm old, because I'm almost 50, but I think it'd be cool to have a Legends game, like bring Jordan, you know, Pippen, Rodman. I'm thinking all about Bulls, but, you know, Karl Malone, all those guys that can still play. I mean, obviously they can't play like they used to, but I just think it'd be fun. But it may just be because I'm old. But have that in addition to the other events. So.
Well, they used to have an event. Thank you, Ian, for calling from Alabama. We discussed this briefly last week. They used to have I don't know what they called it, but they would pull legends and team them up with an active WNBA player. They would pair them with an active NBA player, and they would do kind of like, hey, make a free throw, make a half-court shot, make a three-point shot, make a layup. I don't know if I want to – well, first of all, I don't know anybody welcoming back Karl Malone with open arms. Like, who wants to see him? I don't know if Dennis Rodman is safe enough to have on the television. I thought Dennis Rodman was going to do something nuts when he was honored during the NBA's 75th anniversary. Let the legend stay. And who else are you getting? Let's put David Robinson back out there too while we're at it. Let's see him and Shaq play. No, thank you. Yez is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, JR.
That would happen to be me, and your name is Yez. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I thought I got cut off.
I had
two different topics.
Well, let's try one, Yez.
One. Okay. So how about we talk about, like, the similarities between Aaron Rodgers and Kyrie versus, like, Michael Jordan and LeBron? You know?
This is something that you just so happen to be sitting around thinking about?
Well, I was listening a while. You're going a lot of different ways. I'm the intoxicated guy from Wisconsin.
Oh,
so
we'll save us. Thank you, Yaz. Jamie's calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, that NBA dunk contest is terrible. You're right. In the three-point contest, though, they really messed up with not selecting a Watatambi from the Brooklyn Nets. He was one of the best shooters all year. And
nobody knows who this has. Everybody in here is known.
They could have had the Asian viewers and stuff as well, you know. And
what do we need to placate? We need to have the Asian viewers by throwing in the Japanese American gentleman.
Yeah, it'd be a little more interesting than Mac McClung and Jericho Sims. And
no, we're not talking about the dunk contest. The 3-point shootout has notable 3-point shooters who've had just a little bit of success. All-star success, some of these dudes. And so putting Yuta Watanabe out there is just like, for what? I wouldn't throw him in there in place of any of these guys. Damian Lillard? No thanks. Jason Tatum? No. Kevin Herter? No, leave Kevin in there. Tyler Hero? Tyrese Halliburton? Buddy Hield? Anthony Simons? Lauri Markkanen? Yuta Watanabe needs to be happy that he's still in the NBA. And that's not to take anything away from him. But you already start naming some of the dudes in the dunk contest. Mac McClung, Trey Murphy, Jericho Sims. Like, these are, I don't want to call them NBA nobodies because they're not. They deserve to be in the league. God bless them. They're getting a check. But these are like anonymous NBA players. Let's put Yuta Watanabe in the 3-point shootout because he's a great 3-point shooter. Man, I'm sure we got great 3-point shooters on a bench somewhere that can't move up and down a court. Spare us. And shout outs to that. What's that guy's name, Shep? The drunk guy? His name was what? Yez?
Yez. He didn't seem that drunk to me. He just was all over the place. Yez from Wisconsin.
He said, I'm an intoxicated individual. That came out of his own mouth.
He did say, yeah, I know, he did say that, but I think he's trying to make an excuse for why he's all over the place, if I'm being honest.
No, I don't think someone intoxicated is going to make excuses. I'm going to take him at his word. Didn't he call last night?
He calls a lot, yes, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you for not pushing him through. A good reason. He sounds like he might have been in Kansas City at that parade with Patrick Mahomes. That guy, yes, sounds like he might have been throwing down some of those Coors Lights. Patrick Mahomes wasn't the only person having a good old time. Tommy Townsend was actually on one of these floats today in Kansas City. He was utilizing the Vince Lombardi trophy. Not as a straw. You can't do that. As like a shooter. Like he was pouring beer down the Vince Lombardi trophy and drinking it. Sounds very sanitary. Listen to this, courtesy of KMBC.
As you can see, the Lombardi Trophy now appears to be something that is being passed around. Yeah, you said
there's only one, isn't there?
You know, drinking a beer out of a Stanley Cup after a hockey championship is one thing, but they have finally figured out how to drink a Bud Light using the Lombardi Trophy, of all things.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes was pouring a beer into the mouth of Travis Kelce from the top of the bus. Kelce is on the ground. Mahomes is running around in goggles. Kelce is just running around drinking as well. Patrick Mahomes could go to the bathroom and get a standing ovation. That's exactly what happened. And then Kelce continued on with his WWE-esque speeches, saying that we proved all of our doubters wrong.
The haters were saying that the Chiefs would never make the playoffs. The haters were saying the Chiefs were done. If you knew the Chiefs were going to win the division, let me hear you say, hell yeah. All right now.
Okay. I don't think there's ever been a championship team, even if they were selected and a favorite to win a championship, I've never heard of a championship team that didn't feel like they were doubted. Oh, y'all thought that we had too much talent that we couldn't get it together. Oh, well, we proved you wrong. Oh, well, yeah, you thought that because we lost XYZ player, we were going to suck. Yeah, we proved you wrong. Everybody got to look for that chip on their shoulder, right? Patrick Mahomes pretty much said the same thing. Bart Scott, before the season started, was saying that the Chiefs might be moving into a rebuilding year. Patrick Mahomes feasted on that idea during his own halfway intoxicated speech.
Before we started this season, the AFC West said we were rebuilding. I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know what rebuilding means. In our rebuilding year, we're world champs. We're world champs.
Patrick Mahomes is yelling around out there like he's gonna fight Gervonta Davis. That's the most aggressive I've ever heard Patrick Mahomes in my damn life. Not even at the line of scrimmage have I heard the man be that tough and be that aggressive. And congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. You know you're doing something when you walk out of a porta potty like Patrick Mahomes did and you get cheered. Shep, you ever been cheered walking out of a porta potty?
No, I can't recall the last time I've been cheered in general.
Well, that sounds sad.
Well, true. I don't think most people get cheered in their life, unfortunately.
Well, you get cheered and lauded all the time. What are you talking about? People love you.
JR, they love you. Wait. I mean, in all seriousness, like, you when do you get cheered? You haven't played sports in a while. We'd like to see you do remotes, but I've never been on a remote with you. I knew you would get cheered, right?
Cheered?
Yeah.
As in, like, applauded? Like,
yes, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, sometimes when I finish speaking, you know, people want to clap and stuff. But
you do speak a lot. That's fair.
I wouldn't call that cheer. I think about cheering as in, yeah, people love you. You don't need a physical, tangible round of applause.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you just mean like an acknowledgement. Yeah, I mean, I'm blessed to be able to get that on a nightly basis because you have amazing fans.
Well, they love you too.
I appreciate that, but I don't get the rousing ovations that a two-time regular season, two-time Super Bowl MVP gets in Patrick Mahomes gets.
Yeah, it'd be a little weird if you went to the bathroom and you got cheered.
Well, there are some people that think they should get cheered with everything around here. There are.
Oh my God.
No, that's a fact.
Explain. Go into more detail. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not powerful enough around here where I can say who. There are people that do say who, and no repercussions for that. But that's another story for another day. There are people around here that believe they walk on water. Of course, you know that.
We have people who think they're Jesus?
There are people that work here that thinks they are God's gift to every single thing they do in this world, and that they operate on a different level than 99.99% of the rest of human involvement in life, yes.
Wow.
It's true. It's true, 100%.
Hey, I'm in Georgia, man. I'm on my business.
There's people here that treat certain people a certain way.
Okay.
Because they understand where their paychecks come from, and then they treat the other people that are not those people responsible for those paychecks a very different manner.
Oh, I don't like people like that at all.
Oh, there's a
I don't know any of this because, listen, I leave you CBS Sports Radio New York people to do your thing. I'll just mind my business in Georgia.
Fair enough.
Anyway, there is something amazing going on, and I'm thrilled to have had announced it earlier today. There's a new venture that I have launched, with my friends here at CBS Sports Radio, Odyssey, and then another organization. It's something very near and dear to me, and I'm going to share that with you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I had a very big announcement come out today. I'm going to tell you what it is on the other side of the break. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Longtime listener, huge fan. Oh my God, I'm so flabbergasted. I even got on. I'm always driving home from work when I hear you. I just want to call and talk about the game tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, that's what people do when they call me up. They want to talk about sports, right? Now, what people ask me. That's what I'm here for, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The Kansas City Chiefs had a parade today. They were able to celebrate that. They had some drinks. They had a lot of drinks. They were drinking beer off of the Vince Lombardi trophy. I had something to celebrate today as well. And not necessarily just for myself, but for what this might potentially do for others. I've been working on this dating back to last year. Months on top of months. And if you follow me on social media, you already know what happened. You should follow me at JR Sport Brief. Today, I was able to announce a new project, a new program that I'm helping to produce and put together with Odyssey, the company that, you know, distributes this show and many others and stations across the country. And my friends with and at Special Olympics, today we launched a new show, a new podcast that is called Agents of Inclusion. And listen, I know everybody and their mother has a podcast. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. Celebrity X has a podcast. Athlete Y has a podcast. Agents of Inclusion, and if you follow me on social media, just go to JR Sport Brief and you can find the link, or go to the podcast, wherever you get your podcast, search Agents for Inclusion. This needs to be a success. People need to listen to this, because every single week we're going to have a conversation with a different Special Olympics athlete. And why am I speaking with Special Olympic athletes? Why am I talking to their ambassadors? Because we got enough nasty crap here all over the world. We got enough people telling other people what they can or cannot do. We got enough people just trying to put people down, not give people a chance, give people an opportunity. And if you listen to the show on a consistent basis, you know I've spent the last 2 years off and on the road, going all over the country, from Portland and Seattle, Phoenix, out to Florida, up to New England, into Texas, in Minneapolis, in Arizona, everywhere. Here at home in Georgia, back in New York, everywhere. I've been all over the country talking about the importance of inclusion, and not just in matters of charity, giving people handouts, but just giving folks a chance to show how amazing that they can be. Because everybody has a different level of ability in so many different aspects and walks of life. It's just a matter of exposure. It's getting that chance. It's somebody putting out their hand and saying, hey, I got you. Too many times we shun and we close the door to people who don't sound like us, look like us, act like us, behave like us. And not only do we close the door on a tremendous opportunity for someone else, we close the door on our own opportunities by not trying to learn and pick up things that we're not used to. And so I've heard so many amazing stories from Special Olympics athletes who have told me, yeah, I was afraid, or I was scared, or I never got picked, I never got chosen, I was afraid to do this. And all they needed was a chance, and they've been able to achieve and do amazing things And this is what this podcast is about. It's about inclusion. It's not about, hey, here, let's just give everybody something. You know, I had a great conversation today with a baseball player, and I think we may have him on the radio tomorrow, a Hall of Fame caliber player. And he talked to me about inclusion. And he says, hey, man, yeah, I just needed a chance. And a lot of people don't get that chance. And so Agents of Inclusion is a podcast that is very close to me because I believe everyone should get an opportunity, not a handout, not just be a matter of charity, but get a chance. And these stories, I believe, will encourage people to open up their minds for themselves, the betterment of themselves, their communities, their families, just to get an opportunity. Because you'd be shocked how much more you as a person can get out of life just by trying to do something different, by giving somebody an opportunity, by listening. And so Agents of Inclusion is the podcast. Make sure you go and subscribe. Please listen. The first episode was released today with Renee Manfredi. Yeah, listen to the JR Sport Brief now. Download the podcast. Listen to it tomorrow. Renee Manfredi has an amazing story. I was actually with her at the Super Bowl last week. We ran into WWE superstar Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins talked to us about inclusion. You can see that video on my social media at JR Sport Brief. And there are so many people who are advocates for this, not just for Special Olympics athletes, but for the betterment of society. And so if you want to hear a cool story, if you have ever felt alone, if you've ever felt isolated, if you've ever felt like you were told you can't do something because of whatever the reason, listen to these stories that we're going to broadcast, because these stories are going to make you want to get up and do better for yourself and for others. Agents of Inclusion. You can follow me on social and you can find it easy, or you can just go ahead and search Agents of Inclusion. It's a lot of work that's going into this. I commend this company, Odyssey, for participating. I commend CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to Spike. Thank you to Lena for helping to make all of this happen. Thank you to Jason and team, Megan, Rachel, Alex, everybody over at Special Olympics as well. This is good. We put out so much negative crap. Negativity sells. I can certainly sit here and have fun, but I think if you listen to this show, you know I'm straightforward, and I care about people more than I care about any of this other stuff. So make sure you check out Agents of Inclusion. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We know at the top of the hour, I'm going to give you a top six list of quarterbacks. And then when we come back, Shep said that he's never gotten a cheer. I'm going to give Shep a cheer on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years, and man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
For years? Only been here for three? Is that applicable? 3 years, Shep? Three?
You're going on four.
No. That's not true. You can't say that.
No, you're on year four.
No, I'm not.
I could have sworn you started before Kobe's, a little after Kobe's passing.
Yeah. It's 2020.
Right.
2023. It's 3 years.
When was your first official start? Do you remember your first official start date? I thought it was right out in the immediacy of Kobe Bryant's unfortunate tragic
March.
Passing.
March 20th? I don't know.
I could have sworn it was before.
No, it's but still, it's 3 years. Why are you trying to force me into four?
Because I'm trying to give you the credit that you deserve. I feel like you've been here a tad shade whisker longer than 3 years at this point. Plus,
It's not even three full years yet.
It seems like it has been, and that's not an insult. That's a compliment.
What am I, ancient?
No, you're actually still young, and you've been on the fan for longer than that. WFAN.
Yeah. 2018. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good amount of time.
That's a few years. That's 5 years. Whoop-de-doo. 5 years on WFAN New York City.
It's not easy.
Well, not easy. I've done a full year. Yeah, a little more than a year here in Georgia on V103. Shout outs to all my friends at V103 who I still see quite frequently. Obviously, 92.9 The Game. People listen here in Georgia. What's up, all my friends here in Atlanta? But when I started CBS, it was like right when the world was shutting down. So that was... Let's do some math, Shep. Come on now.
Well,
it's 2020.
I remember Adam Silver basically started everything, and that was March 14th.
Yeah, so I started like a week after that.
Really?
There was no sports when the JR Sport Brief show started here on CBS. None.
If memory serves, okay. So you're telling me you didn't do shows on CBS Sports Radio before the pandemic? I could have sworn you did.
You never heard me on CBS Sports Radio. What, once or twice, that's it?
I thought it was more.
It's like, hey, come on January, February.
Okay.
I did like two shows, and it's like, hey, and then after that, I took over.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's okay. So then technically speaking, it's your three-year anniversary going on year four in essentially a month from now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why do you keep saying going on year four? Can I get to year three?
No, but you were in year three when
no.
you were here for a full 2 years, then that becomes your for example.
No,
you're going to do a great top six list. We keep saying Patrick Mahomes he's been in the league 6 years. He's been starting for 5 years. Patrick Mahomes is going into year seven. When he laces him up for OTAs and training camp, by this summer, 2023, he will be in year seven.
Yeah, but that's football seasons, not years.
What's the same?
I started in 2020.
Yes, I get that.
That is the year 2020.
Right.
2021.
That's year two.
2022.
Yes. Year three.
Those are 3 years.
Correct.
I'm just getting ready to pull up to the conclusion of the third year.
And then you will be in year four a month from now. Yes.
Going into. But that to actually complete 4 years will take me to this point. Next year.
Of course, but it doesn't negate the fact that you're going to be in year four. That's all I'm saying.
In year four means you have to complete 4 years.
Oh, no, JR, I don't want to steer you wrong. That's not the case. If you're like, for example, whenever someone is a senior in college or a senior in high school, they are in year four. They haven't completed 4 years yet. They haven't graduated yet, but once they become a senior.
I didn't complete 3 years, no. And you're telling me I'm in year four.
No, I understand that. I could have sworn you started in February. I stand corrected. So you are still technically in year three. You will be in year four in a month from now.
No, I did not complete 3 complete years yet.
And now I'm aware of this, yes. But soon you will be completed year three onto year four in a month from now is what I'm saying. I'm congratulating you because I know it is not easy to do what you do 5 days a week. 52 weeks a year. That is not easy. You make it look easy, and it's not. This is paying homage to you.
Don't we have some type of education or something like that together?
I think we have great educations, you and I.
I wasn't eating glue. Were you eating glue, one of us?
No, JR, you and I are very – first of all, you and I not just have education because you can have education, but you can't always buy class.
Jay-Z said that too, by the way.
You know what I'm saying? Well, a lot of people have said that before Jay-Z. But to your point, you and I are – I'm not trying to be a jerk. You and I are street smart, and we're also intellectuals. So we're smart in a multitude of ways, not just book smart and not just street smart. We're both kind of smart.
You ever got jumped in the Bronx?
I've been jumped.
In the Bronx?
Never in the Bronx, no.
Okay. I got a leg up on you, man.
You do?
Yeah, I got jumped in the Bronx.
See, I didn't know. Now, was this recently?
Hell no.
Okay, good.
It's like, I don't know. 15 years ago?
I don't want to make light of this, so I ask this. This is not a sarcastic, acerbic question.
Yeah.
Are you still traumatized by that matter?
No, I grew up in the Bronx. What am I traumatized for?
Well, if someone gets jumped for the first time or it's only an isolated incident, people are traumatized for the rest of their life in terms of going to certain places.
No. You spend some time in the Bronx and you won't be traumatized from anything.
Gotcha. I'm sorry to hear
that,
by the way.
Let's talk to this man. He's calling from Chicago. Let's ask him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Daniel is here from Chicago. I don't think he is traumatized over anything. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, Dad. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have a passenger in the back of your Uber?
Oh, yes. Let me tell you something. I'm very proud of you. You know, very, very proud of you for what you announced today, because I know you're going to do. I know you're going to do it. If you keep on talking about Special Olympics, and I know one day you're going to do something. I'm very proud of you, what you did.
Well,
I told you are a man of respect. You're a man of respect. I know what you can do and what you've done it all. So I'm really, really proud of you. So I'm going to
How do you make all of these phone calls with passengers in the back of your Uber, and then you still maintain like a 5 rating? How do you do that?
Well, I don't have my phone in my hand. I got in my ear too.
Oh,
yeah.
So what are you driving? Like a limo? Is there a partition?
No.
Okay, so they just listen to your whole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you're the man. You're the man, Daniel. I couldn't get away with that. You're the man.
I'm the man.
You are the man. Appreciate you, so man. I'm stay out of trouble.
So I'm just saying to congratulate you on what you did today. Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Make sure you listen to the show, okay? The podcast, Agents of Inclusion.
I will.
Okay, take care, Daniel. Drive safe.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.
Okay, cheers. Bye-bye. How does he call me with the passengers in the back all the time? How does he do that?
That means a man of mystery.
Like, I get in an Uber, and the first thing they go is, you want me to turn the music down? I'm like, no, I don't care. Like, how does he says he has, like, an almost perfect rating?
In fairness, so many Uber drivers have high ratings.
Oh, are you taking away from Daniel?
I love Daniel. I think
you think his rating is inflated?
Let me tell you something. I've taken a lot of Ubers being in the city, Jared, as have you with all the travel you do. And I got to tell you, I've taken a lot of 496s that are more like 3s or 4s. They ain't 496s. I don't know how some of these ratings happen.
You're insinuating that Daniel is not a good Uber driver.
No, that has nothing to do with Daniel. I'm saying that I've had some bad Uber drivers. I've had some Uber drivers where I felt like my life was in danger based on how fast they're driving. Sometimes they make no conversation. I've had great conversations sometimes as well. But sometimes they don't want to talk to me. And I'm thinking to myself, you've been driving all around. I'm just asking how you're doing. I can't even get I'm good, thanks. Like, you don't have to ask me, but I can't even get like a response back. And I'm saying it loud enough. It ain't like I'm mute. So by that in itself, I know that these ratings are somehow finagled and manipulated.
My 4.98 is also BS. Thanks. Thanks, Chef.
I actually think it's legitimate as a customer because you're 4.98, by the way?
I don't know, 4.93 something.
There's a big difference between 4.93 and 4.98.
Yeah, look it up right
now.
That means
every ride you've had, you've probably had one ride that wasn't perfect as a customer. That's something special.
4.93.
That's not bad.
4.93. I'm falling, man. I'm about to be 4.7. Hey, let's get Mike from Cleveland quickly. Hey, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing? The guy that called yesterday to gave you the Magic Johnson story, I have a Cleveland story for you.
Oh, no.
Back in the early 60s, there was a place called Leo's Casino, and we would walk as kids. Leo's Casino's, the front door said it on the north side, and the back door was on the south side. We would go to the back side, and they would open up the kitchen door, and I saw Otis Redding do his last concert at 11 years old. Hardly know what I know, that was going to be his last concert. And they would know all the kids would be back there watching the show from the back kitchen door. And I just wanted to tell you that story. And the reason that song, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, they whistle. Yes. because he never finished that song. And I just saw him on TV for Unsung. I said, let me tell you the story.
Oh, well, thank you. You sit down. What is Unsung come on? What TV station that?
I got it off of my phone.
Oh, you okay. You in the year 2020.
I got it off of my phone. It's called okay. Unsung. And then
I know. It comes on like BET or something. Thank you, Mike. Yes. I appreciate you.
And I said, let me tell you the story. I know you're based in Atlanta, and he was out of Memphis, Tennessee. That's sort of close to you.
Yeah, a little bit
okay.
close. Thank you,
Thanks
Mike.
For listening.
No doubt. Appreciate it. Nice story. Mauricio's calling from Tucson. What's up, Mauricio?
Yeah, I thank the Lord Jesus who can save from hell and for heaven. I just want to thank God, you know, he blesses us, you know, and the results, like we see the Olympics, we're always winning gold and the football, baseball, and basketball, you know, we're blessed. Okay. And it's okay. Good to give time to God, you know, and
yeah.
to really enjoy the peace he gives us, you know, that only he can feel and gets us prepared for the next life. Like, my favorite boxer was Evander Holyfield. Still
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I like him. I know yeah, Evander. Very... He's here in Atlanta with me. Hey, Mauricio, did you go to the Super Bowl last week?
I didn't. I watched
did you
it
watch?
Like an
did you
hour,
like the
and then
game?
I went to church to pray. And
I'm
you know,
sure.
All the
did you watch the game?
An hour of it, and then I went to church to pray. You know, all the needs
okay.
that's going on, the war and stuff
yeah,
like
heard
that. The earthquake.
Hey, did you put so the I, balloon I, in? The, hey, did you put the balloon in the sky?
We're ready for the rapture, actually.
No, the balloon. Oh no. Oh no, Mauricio. What is he doing here? I'm getting prepared for a top six list. Can I at least have two more hours? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we'll give you a list of the top six quarterbacks. Since everybody wants to talk about QBs this week, don't move.